Ameritech Property Management, how can I help you?
Yeah, I've got two dogs crapping on my lawn. One of them is as big as a house.
Ameritech Property Management.
Okay, so my house smells like something out of a horror movie. It's like something
died. You guys sent me a violation notice in the mail. It says my lawn is unsightly. What the hell is that?
You guys think that you're going to take my house, you got another thing coming. You're going to put a lien on my house for $20?
That's right. Everything you ever wanted to know about condominium living or deed-restricted communities. Good afternoon and welcome to the Ameritech Connection radio talk show on the TAN Talk Radio Network. Do you live in a condo or deed-restricted community? Do you have issues concerning the do's and the don'ts in your community? Have you been getting into trouble with your community association or management company? Got questions but just can't get the answers? Well, we cover it all and much more right here and right now on the Ameritech Connection. Hi, I'm Mike Perez, the CEO of Ameritech Property Management and your host for the Ameritech Connection. And sitting right next to me is my co-host, the beautiful and talented Miss Sharon Van Winkle. Sharon is also the Director of Marketing for Ameritech Property Management and has over 10 years of experience dealing with these, at times, very difficult situations. So with that in mind and without further ado, here's Sharon.
Thanks, Mike. We have an exciting one-hour show for you here today, so please keep listening and call us with your questions because we have all the answers. The local number is 727-441-3000. That is 727-441-3000. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-866-826-1340. Again, that's 1-866-826-1340. Did you know that Ameritech Property Management manages over 25,000 homes in the Tampa Bay area? And that means we have a lot of experience dealing with a lot of different issues. We've been managing condominium and deed-restricted communities for over 20 years, and now we've decided to host our own radio talk show to discuss and educate you, our listeners, on the do's and the don'ts regarding community living. Oh yeah, not to mention the crazy and off-the-wall stories you're hearing only on the Ameritech Connection radio talk show.
Good afternoon, folks. Today's show is all about the proper way to paint the exterior of your home or building, how to correctly prep the surface for painting, such as pressure washing, caulking, and of course any repairs. Should you use cheap paint or expensive paint, and what's the difference? And what about a warranty and the life expectancy of any exterior paint job, especially here in Florida? That and much more right here and right now on the Ameritech Connection. Right, Sharon?
That's right, Mike. And our guest today is Fred Lauro. He's the sales account executive with Sherwin-Williams, specializing in condominiums, HOAs, and property management. Fred's been in the paint industry for over 18 years in the Tampa Bay area, and he helps out board members, property managers, and painting contractors to know, first of all, when their building is ready to be painted, and, you know, when the time is, when it's ready for that, what is the best painting process for their unique building? So Fred is also a certified CE instructor. So welcome to the show, Fred.
Thanks, Sharon. Welcome. How are you, Mike? Thank you.
Good, Fred. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me for sure.
All right. So let's get started. The sun here in Florida is intense. It's at times brutal. So just kind of tell our listening audience, how do you prevent fading or discoloration because of that harsh sun? And is there a product that's strong enough to take on the Florida sun?
Those UV rays are a killer.
They are a killer. First off, it's October and it's still 90 degrees outside.
Right.
When is that going to break for
us?
Well,
you know,
probably not ever.
That's why we moved in Florida, right, Tommy?
Gosh.
I mean, you know, right. I mean, we love Florida down here, but you're right. So, the UV rays are a killer.
I'm sure in the state of Florida that we're doing the repaint more often than any other state. But,
yeah, we're looking at 7 to 10 years as a typical cycle for painting. So,
well, that's still a pretty good life expectancy for a paint
absolutely.
Job.
You know, a paint job is your best way to change the appearance of your building to make it look better.
Well, it also protects the stucco and the surfaces and everything else. I mean, but is there any type of products that you use that has a better UV protection?
Resistant.
Right. Yeah. So with the UV protectants, a couple of the big things are your colors. So make sure when you're going into the Sherwin-Williams store that you know which colors are made for exterior and which ones aren't.
Is it true that if you go with a darker color, exterior color, that that's going to fade faster? Or is it just that it's going to show
sooner?
It just depends on the colorants that are in it. So reds, blues, yellows, they typically fade out faster.
But the Sherwin-Williams products now, even if I went with a dark brown on the exterior of my house, I mean, your products are so good. What do you mean? I like that color.
Now I know what color your house is going to look like.
That's right.
We're going with brown. Green trim.
That's
what makes sure it lasts a long time. Brown and green, we're good.
But Sherwin-Williams products are so good that even if I went with a dark brown, the fade factor is going to be very little, right?
It does. So there's different levels. There's different grades of paint, I should say. Mm-hmm. The higher grade you get, the better ingredients are in it. And that's really what you're going to get the most out of for UV protectants.
Okay. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the different brands that you guys offer. I mean, you've got good brands and bad brands.
So we kind of, how I like to tell condo boards and property managers is the warranty. So our super paint is a 7-year material labor warranty. Next step would be a 10-year, which is resilience. Okay. And then you go up from there. So there's actually 12 and 15-year warranty as well. So you have four grades right there that will, the more you go up, the better ingredients, the longer it will
so
last.
So you got a 12 and 15-year warranty?
Yes.
You think it's going to last for 12 and 15 years here in Florida?
It's lasted. We have buildings all over Florida that's lasted 15 years.
I mean, the thickness of the millage, the paint, it's huge. I mean, what do you got to do, put 10 coats on it to last for 15 years?
Typically, we do. Obviously, you're going to do a coat of sealer. That's number one, which we'll get into that later. But
Then
we'll do a coat of finish. And that coat of finish has to be typically between 2.5 to 3.5 mils.
Okay. So what about surface finishes, you know, such as
satin, like semi-gloss, high gloss.
Yeah. So with that stuff, typically in Florida, you're going to have satin finishes are the majority for stucco, mm-hmm. for houses, condos, commercial mm-hmm. buildings, because that ends up holding up better from the UV. It also helps with that UV protection we were talking about. It helps with dirt, so it doesn't stick to the buildings. So flat pretty much is out. Semi-gloss is once in a while, but it shows a lot of flaws.
So you're saying the high gloss is probably where to go. But let me ask you this. Doesn't the high gloss kind of show a lot of imperfections?
Satin. We don't want to go with the gloss.
You don't want to go with the gloss. You want to go with the satin.
Because you're exactly right, Mike.
All right.
And so, Mike knows because he... Don't let him fool you. He was a painting contractor
years. I know he was.
That was many, many, many years ago.
Yeah, but you don't forget that stuff.
You just call him and ask him.
Yeah.
He'll tell you all about the paint company.
Exactly. So the primers, that is a part of the process, and that helps the paint adhere better?
Or primer
is there
a
color
lot.
In the primer?
Can be, yes. So if you're covering a dark color, you can tint the primer slightly. You don't want to go too dark because it will affect the adhesion of the primer. So that's a huge step. Yeah, that helps a lot.
So the first thing you're going to do before applying paint, why don't you go through the process now at this point? So first thing we do is what?
Pressure wash.
Okay, so you're going to pressure wash the entire building.
Entire building. Get everything off there with a 10% chlorine bleach.
Okay, so you're going to also bleach it out.
Because we know we have mildew on all these buildings down here.
Right.
And then do you caulk?
So now, after we do that, then we want to go back and seal. We don't want to caulk. We don't want to patch because we want to have that good bond surface for our patch. Patches like paint, same thing, but it's just a thicker.
So it's pressure wash, then seal before you start repairing the building.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep, if they're minor cracks. Now, if you have large stucco cracks, anything over 1/4 inch, then that'll make a big difference because now you're going to actually get into V-cutting it with a router and cut it out so that way you can get in there and take care of it the right way.
Right. Okay. Do they still have like that backing rod stuff that they put in there for the larger cracks?
Yes, that's for the big ones.
Okay. So how important is caulking? I mean...
So caulking is one of the biggest things that's missed because when people look at their building and they get it painted, they're thinking, oh, we're just going to paint the building and that's going to protect it. They forget about all their window sealants. So that stuff is almost on every other cycle for your painting. You want it removed and replaced completely.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Especially now with the hurricane stuff. So a lot of people had a lot of leaks. I'm getting calls on a daily about these condos leaking.
Is that pretty labor intensive?
It is.
So you're recommending that if a high rise, one of our high rises or one of our large complexes has to be painted, to remove all the caulking around the windows?
Every other paint job. So if you're on a 7-year cycle, every 14 years, if you don't have it all removed and replaced, at least have somebody that knows what they're doing inspect it. Because what it says in most manufacturers' paint specifications is they leave it up to the contractor to judge if that looks like it's good or bad. And, they're up on a lift 12 stories up, and they're like, okay, I think that's going to be fine. But without maybe having an engineer to come out and inspect that stuff and tell you, no, we need to get all this removed. You know, it's
yeah, but they're typically not going to do that. I mean, they're not going to have an engineer come out or even you guys come out. I know when I was in the business, you know,
yeah,
we had you guys or we had the manufacturer come mm-hmm. out and inspect each phase of it. You know, for an example, they inspected the pressure washing and mildew side to make sure that there's no mildew on the buildings mm-hmm. and the buildings is ready for the primer. On the primer, let's talk a little bit about the primer.
Sure.
I remember we used to use a snot looking primer that we would spray on. It was kind of a clear. It kind of looked like snot.
Sure.
Do they
Did
still
you say
use
snot?
Snot.
Yeah.
Snot. Like
okay.
when you blow your nose.
All right.
That's like that green trim you're going to have on the brown house.
Hey, I like the brown house. I'm not so sure about the green trim.
I was
though.
Thinking about it a little darker yeah. green, but
so yeah, we use it's a clear sealer. It's clear, or it can be tinted, like we said, or
okay.
it can be white, and it is just like you said. It's kind of, you know, it has that same consistency.
It's very snotty.
It is. All it's right. it's a well, snotty.
See, I knew that.
It's a snotty sealer.
That's right.
That's what we're going to put on the cans from now on.
So you got to make sure. That's right.
Right.
Sure and Wayne is
snotty sealer.
Yeah.
Right? I don't
By Mike Perez.
I don't know if they'd like that. But.
No, probably not.
So now when you spray this primer, do you spray it or do you paint it?
Yeah, you can roll it and spray it. I like to have the contractor spray and back roll it because that's when you really know. Obviously, we have a lot of heavy stucco in Florida.
Right.
So that's how you really get what you want out of that primer sealer and your paint. You want to do it both ways.
What about the windows? I mean, you know, these painters down here in Florida are going to eventually get overspray on the windows. Is that
right.
primer easy to get off?
No.
It's not. All right.
So the trick is to keep a little can of denatured alcohol in your truck. That's going to help. So if down the road you don't know that, you know, the contractor misses it and they're like, okay, you know, we call you 2 years later, hey, I found overspray on my window. Well, I mean, the contractor's not going to come out and probably take care of that. So the little trick is denatured alcohol. Or I always say, do you have fingernail polish remover? You know,
oh,
does
yeah.
your wife have it? Use that.
Oh, yeah.
That works great, too.
Yeah, but
mm-hmm.
you got to buy an awful lot of that if they're really sloppy with
a
spray gun.
That's right. We just pray that we just tell them, hey, make sure you mask all those windows so we don't have any issues.
Well, plus that snotty green primer type look.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
That's not, you're going to barely see that, right? I mean, unless you're inside looking
that's
out,
right.
then you'll see kind of this
you'll
hazy.
See a haze. Yep.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
exactly
okay.
right.
So how do you repair stucco buildings or keep, how do you repair them from leaking?
So how do you say it? Like waterproofing style thing?
Well, no. Let's see. I mean, we talked yeah. a little bit about the backing rod, right?
Correct.
So
I don't even know what that is.
A backing. Well, why don't you explain to her what a backing rod is?
The backer rod is a foam.
Is it backer rod?
Backer rod, yeah.
I always called it backing rod.
Yeah. I mean, you could call it back. I mean, everybody knows what you mean when you say backing rod, backer rod.
Because it's a backing that you
same, put. Same, but different.
Okay.
Okay. What is it?
So it's a foam.
Boy, our Sherwin Williams guy here is a comedian.
He is. Colorful guy.
So it's
he's in the right business.
That's right. It's a foam material that you actually put into larger cracks, which helps from that.
Fill
yep,
space.
Which helps fill space. There it is. And once you put the patch or caulk over it, it helps for your bonding.
So what else? I mean, what other types of repairs do we need to kind of think about when we're looking at the outside?
Well, we know that we have stucco that comes loose. It'll from the cracks, from water intrusion, from issues like that. So we're going to do stucco repairs, which that's where I like to have either a contractor that has a GC that works with one, or a contractor that is a GC. It's huge to have those on your condos or your homes or anybody like, you know, that's getting a lot of that kind of stuff done. A lot of wood replacement, a lot of stucco replacement. And sometimes if they had serious damage, there could be concrete replacement too, which is I see a lot on these elevated decks.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Like the concrete actually starts to crumble?
Yeah. Remember when you used to put carpet all over the wall, elevated walkways, and the carpet would just do nothing but let that water absorb into those elevated
right, which
concrete.
Is not a good idea. Most elevators do not have carpet in there anymore.
Right.
Right.
That's right.
So how do you prep aluminum soffits and fascia boards?
So if you're going to prep aluminum, depending on are they new, are they old, are they chalky, do they have paint on them. So it really depends on what aluminum has on it. So your mm-hmm. soffits, your mm-hmm. gutters.
Okay.
But typically you're just going to pressure wash them like normal, which usually gets most of the chalk off of there. And then you're going to put a chalky surface sealer, which is what we're talking about, the snotty
okay.
green.
Or it's
amazing.
A pigmented type sealer that you can actually put paint in there and make it a snotty looking color green.
Right. You can paint your trim green.
That's
so
right.
when you can
Boy,
identify.
I'm gonna paint my house green and brown now.
If you,
you
do.
No. So you can tell if a building needs to be painted by the chalkiness then,
You
right?
can, yes. So it does help. I mean, paint's meant to break down in layers, and that's exactly what it does. So that's what you're seeing with the chalk. So once you rinse that chalk off, and if you do it halfway through your paint cycle, you'll actually see your finish kind of come back. So you're bringing it back to another coat of product, so it breaks down in those layers.
Now, what happens if you put paint on a chalky surface?
Without power washing, you mean?
Oh, well, you know, you could still power wash.
Sure,
it.
You're still
have a chalky surface.
Right, 100%. Right. So if you just paint over without a chalky surface.
Without using a primer.
Right, then you're going to have issues. You're going to have it peel in layers. And you're going to have a sheet, which I've seen. You'll peel it off. What's acrylic? It's latex. So it's stretchy and flexible. So as you pull, you're just going to, it's like paper pulling off the wall.
So what's happening, so our listeners understand it, as an analogy, is that it's trying to grip onto a chalky surface. And at which point it's then pulling away from the surface.
Correct, because it's nothing for
it's,
it
it's
to
not
bond
adhere,
to.
Right, exactly. Right. It's not adhered to the building.
Absolutely.
So it's just adhering to the chalkiness.
You got it.
That makes sense.
Now, a lot of our buildings are waterproofed.
Right.
Waterproofing is a big thing, and I think they do it every other. They do an acrylic system, then a waterproofing system, then back to an acrylic system. I remember in my painting days, mm-hmm. you brought that up.
I'll keep bringing it up.
we used to use a product called Elastomeric.
Right.
Is Elastomeric still around?
So the Elastomeric thing is just one of those, in my opinion, it was a fad. So,
well, it was it was a really good product.
And
right? I mean, we used it quite a bit. I mean,
we thought it was.
Has it since failed then? Or?
Correct. So what we've learned in the paint industry is Elastomeric was fantastic for us. We sold way more Elastomeric than regular paint. It only goes about 75 square foot a gallon. Regular paint goes about 250 square foot a gallon.
Oh, okay.
So we want to waterproof every building in Florida.
Right.
But
well, it is an expensive system.
What's happening is now that you've waterproofed it with a true Elastomeric, you're actually holding water into your building. If you had water already in your building, and in Florida, we most of the time do, it can't get out. So it's got to find another place to go.
So it's like a rubber coating.
Correct.
All right. What do you use now, then, since you're not using Elastomeric, is what I'm gathering from this.
Correct. Right? Yeah, it's a high-build acrylic. And what it does, it lets your building breathe while still maintaining that waterproofing from the outside.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a huge product. They figured it out, which I am thankful, because I'll tell you how many times I've been to a building that has these big bubbles hanging off the side full of water.
All right. How durable are walkways, driveways, garage floors after painting them, and what type of paint is the most durable for those surfaces?
So it just depends on what you have down. I always say, if you're going to start painting your garage and your driveway, which I don't recommend, I like having concrete, just keep it clean, you know, do the best you can. But if you're going to, make sure you're down to a bare surface. If it's already painted, I would have somebody come out and strip that for you to get to a bare, clean surface, because what that's going to do is set you up to have a product that's not going to fail. So you can use a good product, like a xylene base is fantastic. H&C. On your driveways.
Well, isn't H&C more of a stain type product?
Beautiful. That's what we want, because we want it to bite into that concrete.
Right. Well, it's just stain is actually going to penetrate the concrete.
Yes.
Now, garage floors are a little
I like garage floors. I like them painted.
Do you?
I like the
With
look.
With the flakes she and likes, all the fancy schmancy.
I think it looks good.
She wants it green.
You know, no,
I,
she wants...
I do not. Green. I do not like green.
You want
Except
it pink?
Except for I like the color of money.
You want it pink? Don't we all?
No.
She's like me. She likes a clean garage floor, right?
Yes,
Let's
I
go
do.
With the Ameritech. Let's just do red, white, and blue.
That's right.
Hey,
we'll be patriotic.
I'm good with that.
That's right. Sharon Williams, too.
Yeah.
That's right.
And we definitely stand for the national anthem, right?
Yes, we do.
Not to get political.
Don't get political over here.
Yeah, but we do stand.
That's right.
All right, we do have a caller on the line. Tommy? Okay, Linda, hi. This is the Ameritech Connection. How are you today?
Hi there. I don't know if you just answered my question or not. I'm sorry. I'm driving, but I have a Yankee husband, and we're getting ready to paint our driveway and our garage floor, but he hasn't had luck in the past, and I really don't want him to do it again. It keeps flaking and cracks and looks terrible, but he always insists on doing it. I was wondering if you could give us any hints on what to do to keep it from flaking.
Okay.
So like I said before, yes, you'd want to strip that down as best you can. I recommend taking everything off.
That's difficult to do.
So the recommendation is a good chemical stripper, and there are some. We have a clean strip that is actually eco-friendly, so it's not going to kill your grass. It's not going to harm the bushes. And you lay that down. You actually put a plastic over it, which helps for that to peel that paint off.
And then you pressure wash it, right?
Because otherwise it's going to keep on peeling. You'll never stop it. Yep.
That sounds like a lot of work. And then you pressure wash it.
Yeah, that's why. That's why it always flakes.
It'll always flake now that it's doing it, unfortunately.
Well, not to promote any other products out there, but there was a product out there called Tough Coat. Do you guys
Yeah, tough. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you guys sell that product?
We have other products similar to it. Yeah. Right. Ours is Treadplex.
Treadplex. Now, that's not a stain-type product, and you can put that over an existing painted surface, right?
You can, as long as that painted surface is not doing what's going on with her.
Well, she naturally has to clean it up and try to get as much of the peeling and the chipping off as possible without completely going into a, you know, stripping the entire floor, which is extremely difficult to do, as you well know.
Yeah, it is.
But
that's my recommendation. I mean, you can try to recoat it again, but I don't see it lasting. It's still going to have flaking down the road because you're still going to have that moisture coming up through the driveway floor.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I hope we've answered your question.
Good evening. You're
all right.
Welcome.
You too, Linda. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, Linda. Bye bye. Let me ask you this. You know, there's pools out there in Florida all over the place. And a lot of times you would normally re-marcite a pool or, you know, texture it or put a diamond crete on it. What about painting a pool? I mean, do you guys got a product that
he wants to paint it brown and green.
No, I don't.
It's going to be a dark-looking pool.
He wants the pool to match the house. The steps brown and green.
Red, white, and blue. Big flag on the bottom. I know. He wants to put Ameritech at the bottom of the pool. I know that
there
already.
There is nothing wrong with red, white, and blue.
Yeah, that's what
I mean, come on.
I think you should put a Cover the Earth symbol on your pool. I think that'd be fantastic.
Anyways, can you paint the pool?
Absolutely, you can paint it. But, sorry, this is what happens. See, you just start getting off track, talking about this brown and green. So, yeah,
I'm going to never hear the end of that brown and green, right? No.
You wait till I show up in your office one day.
And with some brown and green paint.
So, yeah, you can paint a pool. I don't recommend it. I'd rather do what you said, remarcite it. Or with this new PebbleTech stuff, you know, that's fantastic.
What's PebbleTech? I don't know what that is.
So it's like it's a company out there that actually puts like, what is it, like a river rock on the bottom of your pool?
Yeah, it's a concrete surface that they actually put in.
Because paint is going to get eat up by the chlorine.
Yeah.
Well, you do it's have a, Sherwin Williams sells a product though, right?
There is, yes, we do have products for it.
But I heard that when you actually paint the bottom of your pool, that eventually what happens is when you get out of your pool, the bottom of your feet are typically the color.
Once it gets worn down, you know. That's how you know. Because now you got this.
it's time to paint it again.
So just like any paint, it chalks.
Yeah. Right. Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense.
Yep. Tommy, we got another call on the line? Jane, welcome to the Ameritech Connection. You're on the air live. What's your question?
My question is, I have a house with a tile roof, and I've seen some people where they've painted their tile roof. I was wondering what you thought about that. If I did that with mine, would I have to, like, repaint it every 5 years or so?
What do you think, Fred?
Yeah, so you can paint your tile roof. Barrel tile roof, you can have it pressure washed, have it sealed, and have it painted. And it should last you the life of the outside of your building. So if you don't paint your house, but every 7 to 10 years, it should last that long as you just maintain it. You know, rinse it off every once in a while, have somebody up there with a pressure washer. I know people usually don't like to have people on their barrel tile roof because it does, you know, end up causing some damage to that. But I do recommend, you know, cleaning it on a regular basis. So it you won't have to do it every 5 years, but I will say it starts to become a maintenance issue for you.
Well, once you paint a tile roof, I mean, you're stuck painting that for life.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's right.
There's no way that you're going to be able to...
But what happens down here, you have these tile roofs that are like 30, 40 years old, and they're stained, and they just, you can't get them clean anymore.
Right.
That's when they decide, hey, let's start doing this. You know, it does become maintenance, though. Pressure wash every five years. You know, to keep it clean and then repaint it every 7 to 10, like your house.
So, Jane, has your roof already been painted?
No, not yet. I've seen it, and I just was thinking about it. I was wondering if it was a good idea. Right.
I mean, it'll look good, but as Fred said, it's going to be a never-ending maintenance issue for you.
Yeah, once you paint it, just like a driveway.
I might paint it brown and green.
there you go.
Oh, you've been listening. I like that.
Yeah, it's nice colors. It's going to go on Mike's house.
Especially the green around the trim. In fact, no matter how I think about it, it may not look too bad.
It's going to look good. I know. It's a new style now. We just invented it.
But anyways, hey, Jane, listen, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
I hope we answered your question.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick 2-minute commercial, and we're going to be right back. Stay tuned.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
A1 Lawn Recovery and Towing Services has been in Pasco and Pinellas County since 1995. We have a fleet of 23 trucks providing towing and impounding services for law enforcement and property managers throughout the Tampa Bay area. So if you find yourself looking for impound and towing services that will provide parking enforcement that you need for your community, call A1 Recovery. That number is 727-536-5600. Again, that is 727-536-5600.
Mitchell Insurance Services has been providing superior insurance coverage and outstanding customer service since 1971. We specialize in the unique insurance needs of community associations and homeowners associations all across the state of Florida. Contact us today for a free policy assessment to ensure you have the right coverage and are getting the credits that you deserve. Contact us today at 727-360-8190 or visit us online at mitchellinsurancefl.com. Ensuring your community since 1971.
Don't stress it. Call Innovative Roofing. We handle all projects from minor repairs to re-roofing, as well as new installations. We pride ourselves for both quality and reliability, working hard to build lasting relationships with our clients. Innovative Roofing, building a reputation for being a company who makes a difference. Give us a call today, 813-909-0400. Again, that number is 813-909-0400.
Allegiance Development is a family-owned and operated business offering quality general contracting services in the greater Tampa Bay area. We offer a wide range of services including commercial and residential construction, permitting, community stormwater management and repair, asphalt paving and maintenance, concrete restoration, disaster recovery, and much more. Our commitment and dedication applies to all projects, large or small. We have the expertise to offer fast and affordable solutions for all of your general contracting needs. Feel free to contact us at 727-584-1370 or visit our website at allegiancedevelopment.us.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
To the Ameritech Connection, and for those of you just tuning in, our guest today is Fred Lauro with Sherwin-Williams Paint, and we're talking about the proper way to paint the exterior of any surface and the kinds of paint you should use. So, Fred, I know that years ago they used to put lead in the paint. Are they still using that sort of paint?
No more lead paint.
I didn't think so.
I just figured out my chair, by the way, so that's kind of exciting. I can rest my arms up here instead of way down.
Well, yeah, it works. You looked a little short there.
Didn't I? I was slumped over. I know. I was like, hey, guys.
So what was the purpose of lead in the paint in the first place, and what ingredient do they use to replace that?
So we're using water. I mean, it's water-based paint. We don't really get into the lead base has been gone for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. But what we've come to find out now is lead that was on these old homes, usually they're the old wood homes, the old South Florida homes that have that lead on there. Well, you can't actually go out there and pressure wash or scrape or anything without having the right insurance and the right certification. You have to have a lead certification in order to do it, and it's a lot of money to get it. So if you have one of those old homes and you're trying to get it restored, make sure you have the right contractor doing it, because it can cost you more money if you don't.
Well, it's going to cost you a lot more money even if you do.
Correct.
I mean, I know when I was in the commercial painting business, that certainly wasn't a requirement. We would just go out there and pressure wash it, strip
it. You got it.
And paint it. So lead paint, we know lead paint's always been a problem out there.
Yeah. Well, what about oil-based products? Are they still using those?
Yes. So oil-based is still being used, but
Are they more durable, though?
Right. So through the years, they used to be amazing. I mean, I'm sure, Mike, you used oil-based paints. You loved
them,
probably.
We did. Yeah. I'm going to ask you some questions on doors that we used to use oil-based paints on. But it's not environmentally sound anymore. It's not environmentally correct.
Correct.
Right?
So and the government made sure that it's, you know, dulled down. So they took the VOCs out of the oil-based paint. Now, VOCs is volatile organic compounds.
Oh. Okay.
That's what outgasses. So that's that smell you get. It's not good for us, obviously. So they're trying to limit that. Right. I mean,
you like to smell too. I mean, I can see it in your eyes when you first came in here.
You seen the glow?
Especially the way you were.
I know.
Especially the way you were sitting
red.
On your chair.
Eyes were bloodshot.
Slumped over in my chair. Oh, man. So
I hope your superiors aren't listening to this right now.
I hope they are.
You're
going to
be in big trouble.
Because they're probably like, oh, my gosh. Oh, man, why do we let him go on there?
This dude's sniffing our paint back there.
I got a quick story, though, about this lead paint. So here I am. I'm 8 years old. It's Christmas Eve, and my
you weren't chewing on a banister, right? That's not been the problem, right?
My dad was a painter. I mean, that might be a problem, too. I mean, we grew up in those times where we chewed a lot of lead paint, probably. So I'm on the side of this old house in St. Pete, and my dad was a painter. And he's like, hey, he wakes me up in the morning. Hey, it's Christmas Eve. I know you're 8 years old. You're probably excited for Christmas. And I'm like, yeah, Dad, yeah. He's like, but you need to go help me on this job. We got to finish it up before tomorrow so we can get paid. And I was like, Dad, I'm 8 years old. It's Christmas Eve. What are we doing right now? He had me on the side of this house scraping before we knew about lead certification or anything. I'm scraping paint off the side of the house. And that stuff's just flying all over the place. I had no idea.
Wow.
But we got to finish. So I guess that's what counts.
And I don't see that there's been any damage at this point, right?
Huh?
All right.
Speaking
of oil-based paint, I mean, doors are pretty much the main character for any community association or homeowners association or whatever. I mean, the front door, we used to focus a lot of effort on that front door. And we used to use what's called a cap spray on the front door.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember. Absolutely. Yeah, that's beautiful. I love those cap sprays.
And we used to use an industrial high-gloss enamel.
Beautiful.
So that when that homeowner came home, they looked at their front door, the rest of the paint job could be crap. But that front door looked
beautiful.
Beautiful.
That's the first thing you see when you go home.
Absolutely. It's like the entrance of any community. It's got to look good when you first come in there.
I agree 100%.
What do you guys use now for doors? I mean, what's your recommendation?
So I'll tell you, first off, the reason why we don't use oil-based is because it attracts mildew. It tends to chalk faster because it doesn't have the good stuff that the government made us take out. So that's gone. So now that we're not being able to do that, and this new technology's come about where there's water-based paint that can do a lot more than oil-based paint. So now we're going through a step, which I'll take you through the steps if you want real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we have the doors. You have an old door. It's been painted. Water-based paint, probably oil-based paint. It really doesn't matter.
Right.
We can convert that to the water-based now. So we'll go in. We'll clean it. If we're pressure washing the building, we'll put a light pressure wash on the door, get all that dirt off. And then we'll go through and we'll do a light sand, get it down to a good finish, nice and dull. Do a clean wipe with the denatured alcohol, which we talked about getting that, paint off of windows.
Right.
Clean that off of there. It gives you a better surface, an even cleaner surface. And then we're going to go ahead and prime it. And so we put a coat of primer and a coat of finish on there, and
Are you using that same snotty-looking primer, or is it a different primer?
No, it's a different primer.
It's a different primer.
You're right.
Okay.
All right. Because if it's oil-based that's on that door, which, you'd have to test every door. Because I'll tell you, I had a community this week. I went out and looked at the doors. One was water-based. One was oil-based. One was waxed.
So, they're all different.
So I make sure I use the same system over and over, which can work for oil, water-based, anything, so it'll adhere.
Right.
And the primer is key. The finish coat's a super industrial water-based product. So
you still use that, but,
absolutely.
Right? But it's not an oil-based, it's water-based product.
Yeah.
I think you can still buy oil-based, though. I mean,
yeah, we sell oil-based still, but it just yellows in 6 months. You'll see it.
Yeah, that's the downside.
And it attracts mildew.
Yeah, well, you can put a mildicide in there, though, right?
You can, but it doesn't help with oil. Oil just is a beast with that stuff.
I'm curious, can you paint your screen enclosure frames? You know, I just got new screening on my birdcage, and the frame looks like crap.
Yeah.
Can it be painted?
Yes.
Or is that another issue where once you paint it, then you gotta...
So, down here we get a lot of fading. We get that bronze fades, or you get that white that chalks. Definitely, you can paint it, but it does become a maintenance issue now.
Yeah,
If it looks like that, pressure washing it or wiping it down is not going to keep it clean. So, absolutely, you can use the same system that we're using on the doors. So we'll use the same primer, but we'll use a product called Hydrogloss, which gives you this really good, clean finish. It almost looks like a factory finish
That's got to be a labor-intensive type job, though, right?
It can be, unless you're getting it rescreened. Like, you just had yours rescreened, but if you're getting it rescreened, leave the screens off.
Right, and then
so you'll save yourself money as a homeowner by doing that.
Right. Tommy, it looks like we got another caller on the line.
Debbie, hi. You've reached Ameritech Connection. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can.
Yes.
Loud and clear.
Okay. I don't have a hands-free device, and I'm a 19 here.
Well, be careful.
It's terrible. So much traffic. Anyhow, I have a condo, and I decided to try a do-it-yourself project, doing a little painting in the bathroom.
All right.
And there's layer upon layer of wallpaper.
That's fun.
The first layer came right off. The second layer came off pretty good. But that third layer, is a son of a gun.
It is completely glued on, huh?
They must have used contact cement, right, Debbie?
Yeah, contact cement sounds about right because it won't budge. So my question for y'all is, do you think I could paint over it?
Yes.
Without it looking like crap?
Yes, you can't. Well, I can't tell you if it's not going to look like crap or not.
But what's going to happen, I think, isn't the weight of the paint going to eventually start to pull that off?
So there's a couple things that can happen. Is on your seams on that wallpaper, when you coat it with you're going to use a water-based paint, the chemicals that are in the water-based paint could actually react with the glue that's on there, and those edges could start to curl. So then you're going to see the wallpaper behind the paint, unfortunately. Not saying it will happen. You might want to just test it. Put a little.
Because you'll see the seams and so
you're
forth.
You're
going
to see the seams, yeah, because they'll start to curl. So you can paint it, and it might come out fantastic, which I've seen, but I've also seen it where it's curled and the edges have lifted because it reacts with the glue that's behind it.
What about a stripping product? Can you recommend a stripping product?
Yeah, so you could use a tiger claw, which what it does, it penetrates that. Wallpaper, it starts to put little holes in it. You can buy that right at our store at Sherwin-Williams, and what that'll do is give it some areas to get behind that wallpaper, so that way when you wet it with like hot water, it's going to actually react that glue behind that wallpaper and try to help you get it down.
And that will not tear up the drywall?
It won't, no, because it's very small. So it's just enough to pierce that wallpaper, but not too much to tear up your drywall behind it.
Yeah, because that would be a problem, because then you got to retexture it. You got to put a knockdown on it of some
sort. It's a great product, right. And it's not very expensive. They have smaller ones, especially for your bathroom, so it'll work great.
Well, Debbie, what I would suggest doing is give Fred a call. Fred, you're going to give her the number right now.
Yep. At Sherwin-Williams.
At Sherwin-Williams, and he will walk you through
personally.
This process. Oh, personally.
Mm-hmm. Personally. You can call me on my cell. My cell number is 813.
Yeah, but Debbie, if you're driving, please be careful.
Please don't write it down.
A dead stop right now, so go ahead.
Okay, it's 813-526-1412. And I'll make sure we get you squared away.
Awesome, I do appreciate it.
You're all very right. Welcome.
Debbie, thank you so much for calling.
You bet, thank you.
All right, have a good night. Okay, Fred, does it cost to have paint specs put together when a board of directors for an association says, okay, it's time to paint? So, and the best thing that we know is to go to Sherwin-Williams for a paint spec. So, does that cost?
It's a free service as long as you use our products, obviously. That's the catch.
That's the catch, right?
Use Sherwin-Williams,
so
we're going to tell you what
to
use.
We could have you write the specs and then we go and use them for some
other
product.
Sure, you could.
No,
you could take my specs
we
and
would
give
never...
them to a competitor.
Listen, we would never do that.
We would not do that. No, absolutely not.
And we use Sherwin-Williams a lot.
Yes,
you guys are really
paint.
Good. And by the way, Sherwin-Williams has been in business for how many years?
151 years.
Oh, my
151
gosh.
Years.
Right after
I didn't
the
even
Civil
know
War.
They made paint then. Back
yep.
then. Yep. 151 years they've been around.
It's
wow.
crazy, yeah. We had our big celebration. It was nice for 150.
It?
Yeah, it was great.
What did you get? Did you get a bonus for 150
yeah.
years?
Yeah. No? Yes.
I can see.
My bonus is working for Sherwin-Williams.
Oh, I like
hey,
that.
You like that one?
Your boss is definitely listening.
Uh-huh, that's right.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a short break here. We're going to be right back in 2 minutes.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Do you serve on the board of a condominium association? Or how about a homeowners association? Here's a well-known fact. Page & Company are probably the best accounting firm for community associations. With over 18 years of experience specializing in audits, reviews, compilations, and tax returns, you must get a quote from Page & Company for your association's financial reporting requirements. So give Page & Company Certified Public Accountants a call at 727-726-2785. Get the personal service you deserve.
Hey, Frank. Thanks for inviting us to the pool party.
Hey.
What is that?
Oh, my pool? Yeah, I'm going for a natural Florida wildlife kind of thing.
Frank, no, man. You gotta call Gulfside Pools.
Daddy, watch me.
Jimmy, stop playing on that alligator.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Frank, it's bad. Gulfside does pool cleaning and repairs for commercial or residential. With over 50 years experience, they'll make your pool look, well, like a pool again. Call 813-626-3539. 813-626-3539. Or go to their website, gulfsidepools.com.
When you need legal help, you want a lawyer you can trust, someone with experience, knowledge, wisdom, and compassion. At Pilk & Associates, we pride ourselves in providing you with the personal attention and consideration your legal issues deserve. We can help plan long-term goals for your family or your business and handle unexpected legal issues that arise suddenly. We're a full-service law firm with nearly three decades of legal experience. We are dedicated to serving your legal needs. Please call for a free consultation.
At 813-759-3285 or feel free to email us at law@pilka.com. We look forward to serving your legal needs.
Whether it's an act of nature or a burst pipe, a large loss can cause significant damage followed by an overwhelming process. Trinicon has the experience and expertise to provide a stress-free approach to restoring your community back to its pre-existing condition, allowing you to focus on other priorities. Our goal is to return you to the comfort of your home as quickly as possible while maintaining the highest standards of excellence. Trinicon is a licensed contractor, roofing contractor, and mold remediator. Call 1-888-521-5667. 1-888-521-5667 or visit us at TriniconLLC.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Ameritech Connection, folks. And for those of you just tuning in, our guest today is Fred Laurel with Sherwin-Williams Paints. And we're talking about the proper way to paint the exterior of any surface and the kinds of paints you should use. So, Fred, tell me, what can we expect from a full-service paint company like Sherwin-Williams for our condos and HOAs and property managers? I mean, what do you provide for them?
So how we help them is by trying to alleviate some of that workload. You know, I know property managers in our area are just overwhelmed with stuff to do, a constant, you know, they have board calling them constantly. It's just, they have a lot of work to do. So what I try to do is take that away from the paint project. Usually starts with them at the, once they get the bids. So I'll walk them through and I'll say, look, just let me know if you have a paint project coming up. I'll go out and I'll do a paint specification. That's what we talked about. Mm-hmm. When we put that together, it kind of tells the contractors exactly what's getting painted, what options are in it, you know, and that way everybody's bidding it apples to apples. So that's kind of where we help them with that. And then we also do inspections during the job. So once you figured out who you're going with, we'll go out and we'll inspect the job, usually once a week, sometimes twice a week, depending on the job. If it's a large job, I like to see it a couple times. And we have 39 reps in our area that help this too.
So mm-hmm. you'll inspect each phase of the process?
Correct. From pressure washing to priming to finishing to patching. I mean, every step of the way.
I would say that the specs part of it gives the property manager as well as the board of directors peace of mind too.
Yes,
just knowing absolutely. That a paint manufacturer who really knows what they're doing is going to put, they know that whatever specs you put out there, that painting contractor has to follow that.
Yes. Now, what about the warranties? Tell us a little bit of how the warranties work. I know Sherwin-Williams typically backs up a warranty.
Correct.
But is it in conjunction with the painting contractor or how does that work?
So it just depends. So if the condominium wants us to be that backer, we will actually put a warranty together that will be a labor and material warranty on a Sherwin-Williams warranty paperwork. What that does is, say you have a contractor paint your building and they go out of business 2 years later. Well, you have somebody that has your back saying, you know, we'll help you out and we'll get you resolved if there's a paint issue. So that's where the warranty will kind of save you as a condo.
So is that labor and material and not just given some
correct
some paint?
Right. Yeah. And the contractor will sign that labor and material with us. It's a dual signature.
Now, what do you do to ensure? Because I think if a paint job typically fails, it's probably because of the improper application. Would you agree with that?
Well, it depends. Are you asking me or are you asking a painter?
No, I'm asking you.
I'm joking, asking you, really. Yeah. So
I mean, if they don't, obviously, if they skimp on the sealer and they don't put enough paint on there.
And
I
that's
mean,
why we have to be there to inspect it.
Okay.
We have to see
that's where I was
step.
Getting now, Fred.
Yes, absolutely.
So you're inspecting each phase to ensure that you guys are going to stand behind the warranty and the painter did a good job.
Correct.
Because typically if a painter goes out of business, I think you and I both would agree.
Right, all right, so each phase you're inspecting.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep, from start to finish.
That's interesting. I didn't
know
that.
And then when we're done, we do a final walkthrough.
Okay.
To make sure that the board's happy, that everybody's, you know, happy with the whole situation. So
Right.
What do you look for when hiring a professional painting contractor?
So the two big things, licensed and insured.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, you see it on their trucks, licensed and insured.
You got it. You see it all the time, but there still are some out there that aren't.
Okay, but that's good. But also you want them to have a good reputation for doing the...
Correct. So I always recommend interviewing if you have three or four contractors, interview them, have them sit in front of the board and answer questions, because you're going to start to feel them out and say, okay, this guy seems like he is honest and he's true. So it's a huge thing. It helps, you know, to know them. You'll feel comfortable with that contractor and he might not be the low bid, but you're like, I really like his presentation. He was a good person. I feel like he knows what he's doing. And that's where you're really going to get the most, I think, out of, you know,
are you asked to recommend painting contractors?
We do. We do. Cause, obviously being in the business mm-hmm. 18 years, I pretty much grew up with these guys, you mm-hmm. know, so mm-hmm. we know who can do the specific kinds of work. So on a high rise, we know the high rise guys. On a 3-story villa, we know those guys that'll do a great job. So it kind of does help by asking our opinion what we think.
So you make certain recommendations to the boards
and
property managers. Hey, okay. Tommy, it looks like we got somebody else on hold. Mary. Hey, Mary, welcome to the Ameritech Connection. You're live on the air. Sorry to keep you holding, but what's your question?
Well, it happens to be on the warranties, which you just hit on. I had my home painted and got a 7-year warranty. Now, it's only been 5 years, and I'm already seeing fading and mildew. And, you know, me as just being a homeowner, not a condo or anything, I mean, do they stand behind that warranty?
They'll stand.
And do I get a repaint because of it?
So you're going to have chalking and you're going to have fading through the years. You're at a 5-year. Do you know the product that was used on that?
Well, let's not mention the product that was used.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't have to. I'm just saying, do you know if it was a high grade, low grade?
It would be terrible if it was a Sherwin Williams product.
It wouldn't be. She might be talking to the right guy.
At the time, I was assured I was getting a good product.
Sure. Okay.
And so, you know, you have to go with the painter that knows their business.
Well, a lot of times it's not necessarily the product; it's the application. It's the painter that. I mean, you could put, and correct me if I'm wrong, Fred, but you can put the best product that Sherwin-Williams makes, and if it's put on a poorly prepared surface, it's going to fail.
Right. And I wouldn't say your paint's failing, which is good. So, have you had your house pressure washed within those last 5 years? Because you're probably right around that time to maybe get it washed. My analogy is treat your house kind of like it's your car. You know, I wash my car every year. I'm not terrible with my car.
Every year?
Yeah, it's bad.
I wash my car once a week, dude. Well, I mean, come on.
I have a company car, so, you know. No. So I would treat your house like it's your car, though, seriously. So if you just don't have to do it as much. So halfway through your cycle, if you're on a 10-year paint cycle when you've painted it last time, have somebody come out and give an estimate just to pressure wash it. That'll bring your paint, like we were talking about earlier, back to a new finish. It'll get rid of that mildew. It'll hide the chalking, which will also... You'll probably get full color out of it, and it might not just be fading. It could be that chalk residue that's sitting on there that makes it look like that.
You could also call your contractor, too, and just tell him to come on out and say, look, we got a problem here. You gave me a 7-year warranty, and have you tried that, by the way?
No, that's why I'm asking the questions. I don't want to have to go through a lawsuit.
No, yeah, but, absolutely
you know,
not.
Pressure, no, but you should, make a you should make a phone call to the guy and just,
correct,
you know, the contractor the and just say, look, we got a problem here, and can you come out and take a look at it, you know, and see what he'll do for you?
Yeah, because typically
if I pressure wash, it won't dull it even more.
No, you're gonna clean that haze off of your building, off of your house. I'm sorry, because it does break down in layers. You want to clean that top layer off.
But also make sure that when they do pressure wash it, you're not using this 5,000 psi machine.
Correct.
That's gonna really kind of needle it.
Good rinse.
Yeah, you just want a good rinse and maybe a mildicide, right, Fred?
Right. So that's that 10% chlorine. Right.
But call your contractor too as well, okay?
And he'll work with with the manufacturer as well. So those two will team up and to make sure to get you happy. That's for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for your help.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling. Okay. Have a great evening.
Can you add a mildecide to a paint to prevent that? I mean, is mildecides can be added? I mean, you know, obviously she's got a problem right now, and it's probably some mold and mildew that's on the surface, and maybe the paint job's just fine. But can you put a mildecide product on there to prevent that so it lasts a little bit longer? I mean, does that make sense?
It does. Yeah, you can add more to it for sure. Most exterior products, especially in Florida, have mildecide already into the product. So by having that mildecide built into it, adding more can help, but I don't know exactly how much. I've never really seen it tested, or, you know, just know that your paint does have it in there to help, you know, reflect that mildew. But unfortunately in Florida, it's not necessarily the paint that's growing the mildew. It's the dirt that's sitting on top of the paint that's growing the mildew. Well, that's also part of rinsing your house off in between cycles.
Well, also from what I understand, at least when I was in the business many, many years ago, titanium.
Are you aging yourself right now?
Yeah, I am. Okay. But titanium.
Yeah, because you said that like four times.
many years ago.
Well, it was about 20 years ago. Well, actually, I've been in the property management business for 30 years, so mm-hmm. I guess
there
I'm yeah, more than that. Yeah,
I'm an old fart. You know what can I say? Well. I mean, you're not so young yourself, there.
I'm not. You're right.
I'm on, Fred.
I know.
Anyways, titanium. They put that in paint, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Now that the more titanium they put in a product or a can, the longer it's going to last, the better it's going to be. I mean, does that make sense? At least that's what I used to remember was a fact.
You're close. So okay. Not necessarily the more titanium, it's the quality of titanium. So the better titaniums will be in your better products. It'll give you a whiter look too. So Emerald is our top of the line product, and that has the highest grade titanium you can put into a product. And when you put it on a wall, you know that it is just gleaming bright white. It's the whitest paint I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, really? All right, so tell us one more time, what is the best Sherwin-Williams products out there? And let's start off with the stucco.
So Emerald is number one.
Emerald is number one.
Yes.
So that's where you can get a 12 to 15 year warranty.
Correct.
All right, what about for doors?
Doors, I like the SureKrill ProKrill combo.
Right, okay. Yep. And that's a really, really good product, too.
Yes.
All right, what about concrete surfaces?
So concrete surface, depending on what it is.
Well, let's say, you know, decking and flooring.
We say the driveway, just say, well, I like the H&C concrete stain.
H&C, okay.
Yep. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Keep listening. We're going to be right back with much, much more on the Ameritech Connection.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ameritech Community Management is a local management company servicing the Tampa Bay area for over 20 years. We are proud of our company and continue to provide professional and courteous service to our clients. After 20 years, we still manage our very first community association. If you are in need of a top-notch community management team for your property, give us a call today, 727-726-8000. That's 727-726-8000. Or visit our website at ameritechcompanies.com.
Hey, you.
Who, me?
Not you, the hot one.
Hi, what can I do for you?
Aren't you that lady that's on that radio show called the Ameritech Connection?
Why, yes, I am. We're live every Thursday at 5 p.m. on Tan Talk Radio Network. Right, Mike?
That's right, Sharon. Live in a condo or homeowners association? Do you have issues? How about questions? We cover it all and more. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m.
What time again?
That's 5 p.m. every Thursday on Tan Talk Radio Network, 1340 a.m. and 106.1 FM.
Well, that wraps up our show for today. Sharon and I both would like to thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, without you, Ameritech has no connection.
That's so true. And we also appreciate all the feedback and all the listeners that take the time to call in and ask the questions. So don't forget, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m., it's the Ameritech Connection on the Tan Talk Radio Network, 1340 a.m. and 106.1 FM.
And if you're looking for a good property management company, look no further. Give us a call at Ameritech. I promise you, you won't be sorry. We would greatly appreciate the opportunity to become your next property management company.
So don't forget, every Thursday between 5 and 6 p.m., it's the Ameritech Connection.
Thanks, everybody. We'll talk again next week.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen. Zap.